A long-delayed conference of Iraqi political groups opposed to Saddam Hussein finally began today in Kurdish-controlled northern Iraq. The meeting's postponement was due in part to disagreements among opposition members, the U.S. and Turkey, over plans for the future of Iraq. At today's meeting, a senior envoy from the Bush administration tried to reassure the delegates of what he called their common goal, a peaceful and democratic Iraq. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Salahuddin.
Several dozen Iraqis gathered in a small auditorium in this hilltop town today to declare their united opposition to Saddam Hussein. Seated in the audience were ethnic Kurds, Turkmen, and Assyrians from northern Iraq, turbaned Shia religious leaders from the south, as well as academics, businessmen, and former Iraqi army officers who've been living in exile in the west. They've been gathering here for weeks, but their meeting was delayed as they waited for the arrival of President Bush's special envoy, Zalmay Khalilzad. Khalilzad finally arrived here yesterday. Today, he sought to reassure the delegates that the U.S. remains committed to bringing democracy to Iraq.
Some have said that it's not possible for Iraq to become a democracy. The U.S. government completely disagrees with this view.
After decades of failed rebellions, the opposition leaders are hoping the U.S. will provide the military muscle to finally overthrow Saddam Hussein. But in recent weeks, some of the delegates have voiced loud criticism of U.S. plans for the future of Iraq. They accused the Bush administration of being anti-democratic when it unveiled plans to install an American military governor to run the country for a period of 2 years or more. Today, Khalilzad rejected the criticism.
The United States has no desire to govern Iraq. The Iraqi people should govern their own affairs as soon as possible.
But Washington doesn't want the opposition to form a provisional government at this time to take over the country. Instead, Khalilzad said the movement should appoint committees, which would advise the U.S. government and military on Iraq's transition from dictatorship. An equally contentious issue at the talks here has been the rising tension between the Kurds who rule northern Iraq and neighboring Turkey, which is expected to serve as one of the launching pads for a U.S. invasion of Iraq. At a meeting of the Kurdistan National Assembly yesterday, parliament members unanimously condemned a reported Turkish plan to send tens of thousands of troops into northern Iraq on the heels of the proposed American military force. And today, in the nearby city of Sulaymaniyah, several thousand Kurds burned a Turkish flag as they protested against any possible Turkish incursion here. At a press conference this evening, Khalilzad said Turkish soldiers could join an American coalition, but added that the U.S. opposed any unilateral Turkish intervention.
Our position is abundantly clear. I cannot make it clearer. No movement into Iraq, no movement by any power into Iraq unless it is fully coordinated with the coalition. Period. End of the sentence. And withdrawal when the coalition withdraws. Coming together, leaving together.
It was not immediately clear whether Khalilzad had succeeded in reassuring the delegates at the talks here. But as one Iraqi opposition leader said, we have little choice but to put aside our differences and follow America's lead. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Salahuddin in northern Iraq.